Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Take a rocket ship to the stars.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show. And T. Mill, the executive producer of The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Get it right.
As I go to update it here, and I see, yep, still not there, but it's all right. Brandon Scott was at it. Brandon Scott, guest host and digital supervisor, was added on there. So
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
And he deserves to be there. Deserves to be there.
That's the all sixth right. time you brought it up today, man. Somebody get Ron's name on that damn list.
You deserve to be there too,
no,
Ron.
No, no.
For real.
Yeah, I don't
this
want
This is
to.
BS.
And someone text in, that squeaky chair that someone's sitting in is going to get on the Wikipedia page before Ron does.
It's a squeaky mic.
Is that your chair? Oh, it's the mic. It's this, right?
Oh, that? Yeah.
That'd be it.
That's that old mic stand my man Andy fixed yesterday, man. Got to jerk that thing around. That's how it gets broke.
WD-40
on it, yeah, look. I mean, I
the lube.
I'm lucky to have one that works, man. I'm not gonna complain too much about the lube job.
Right. To it, spit on that thing. Right.
There you go.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, that's.
What do you think she's doing?
Tremendous, probably.
What? Tremendous.
I don't know. She's doing wonderful.
I don't know. She ran through some time where she maybe lost her status there. Looked like her 15 minutes. Turned to 12 minutes of fame, cut there.
And looked like she cost some folks some money.
Yeah, damn, that crypto will get you every time. All right, the All-Star game last night. First, we talked about this a bit, but if you are just rolling in at 5 o'clock, no Astros player played last night. And we knew that was a possibility, Clint, because the only one who we knew would play or was at least going to be eligible to play was Josh Hader. And Jeremy Pena was there and was announced. Josh Hader was there and announced. Hunter Brown was there and announced. Isak Paredes was not there. He was with family handling a situation there, so he was not in attendance, so he wouldn't play.
The Paredes.
And even though this thing went the full nine there wasn't any showing of Josh Hader, so no Astros played last night. And that's all right. I think the big part about it is, look at Tyler. Tyler was like, hell yeah, none of them play. I don't want to play in anything.
All-star game, WBC, yeah, sit your ass down.
But I think the big thing was, to me last night, and I hope this is going to be something moving forward, there was no booing. There was no booing like we've seen from the other All-Star games since the cheating scandal. There's been no booing. It would have especially been stupid yesterday because none of these guys were anywhere close to the Astros when any of this stuff happened. But there was no booing. They just treated him like the other ones. And all the other All-Star games, there have been massive booing of the Astros. Hell, I believe, Tyler, you were the one who said the other day they were booing at the Major League Basketball or Baseball draft.
I didn't say that, but I know somebody texted in or told us that. Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me at all. Yeah.
Well, Altuve got booed in the L.A. game this year on the road. So,
well, Altuve, Altuve seems to be a special case. That seems like that thing is just going to continue.
I mean, and maybe. Dodger fans are low IQ.
There you go. Now, I don't know about the low IQ, but
they're pretty freaking stupid.
Definitely, they're not above a low blow.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Bunch of mouth breathers.
But I'm hopeful, Clint, that this is the end. I'm hopeful that this thing is going 5 years. And now, like, we can move on because, really, isn't it just really Altuve the only one that's even still on the roster?
If there's more, it's not many more bodies.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think that's it because even though they brought the reliever back, I don't think he was there in
Hector
17
Nares?
And 19. I don't think Hector was there. I think Hector came after 19. So, no, I think Altuve is the only one there. I hope that this is the end of that stuff.
Yeah, I mean it would. It's about time. I mean, let's keep this train moving. It's never bothered me before, but it's starting to now because it's so petty. So, yeah, I'm a fan of letting it go and moving on. I'm glad that the city of Atlanta could set that precedence. I appreciate that.
It stepped up. By the way that game ended, in the record books, I believe it's going to read 6-6. But the National League won on a swing off as Kyle Schwarber, who did not have a hit in the game but was named, it will show he is going to be the first player that wasn't a pitcher that did not record a hit to win All-Star Game MVP, but he did hit 3 home runs in the swing off and won the whole thing. I loved that format, and I hope we see it again at some point, but Major League Baseball, I'll be honest, over the years, they don't have the reputation of getting a lot of things right when it comes to progressing their game.
Let's be honest, they stumbled into this.
I'll say they stumbled into this one, but they had to put it in place, though.
Sure.
And I would say Clint and Tyler lately, I don't know if it's Rob or whoever, lately they have done some things that are, especially for baseball, radical, that have been really, really good additions to the game. The pitch clock is working. That's a good thing.
Yes,
agreed. Right? The bigger bases, I think the shift, taking the shift in the way that it was able to be done, I think has made the game better. And last night, as you said, stumbled into this, but they put that in place.
Yeah, I think you've created a lot more action on the base pass. I don't know what the numbers will tell you, but it seems like being an Astros fan that they've created a lot more action on the base pass.
Everybody's
with this
running
whole
on the Astros.
Pitchers can't. Yeah, maybe it's just the Astros, but I got to believe that a lot of that has to do with the pitcher's inability to throw over there at will anytime they want to. So they're not afraid of, like you said, making radical changes. That's the key here is, you know, it moving forward, is it just do they create an event, you know, a team event
around
next
this
All-Star weekend, you know, at you know, and it's just a top four or top 10 team, however you want to do it, or do they get real aggressive and literally make it the extra innings rule instead of placing a runner on second, allowing them to go? Do you really have a swing off to decide regular season games for the sake of saving time? I know this. Not only would it save time, but I think it'll keep ass in seats. I think it'll keep, you know, eyes on TVs. I think people would tune in specifically for that. And I don't know that, again, outside of my team playing, and really, let's be honest, my team playing in a close game in the ninth inning, other than that, there's not a whole lot that's going to draw you to baseball in general.
I'll just tell you, Clint, If the Dodgers and Padres ended up tied in the ninth and they're going to a swing off, I'm in. I am in for a matchup like that. Now listen, Clint, I think I am aggressive with it. I don't know that we'll see that in any meaningful game. But the other thing we did see last night at the All-Star game that I think we will see very, very soon, and that is the ability to challenge pitches. I think we'll see that. That happened four times last night. Three of four were overturned. And it was quick. It was just like tennis. If you watch tennis, they can challenge it. Bam, they show it. Did it hit the line? Did it not? Bam, we move on.
Yeah.
Right? And it happened.
Hell, they do that in real game action anyway, don't they?
Yeah,
basically. I mean, how many times is Callis and Blum, how many times they stop and go, ah,
no, that's outside. We sit there, that's outside the box. Yeah, that's it. So I do think that one, which is still a radical change, right? Like, the umpire used to just be able to, depending on what umpire, you with Tom Glavine would be able to work more further and further off the plate. And so
you're taking the human element out of it, I'd say it's pretty radical.
That's pretty radical. So good game last night. And the best part about it in Tyler's eyes, and I think everybody's eyes for the Astros, is everybody's healthy and ready to go for the second half.
And I'm going to tell you, Dodger fans are the worst.
5 o'clock fire.
Shout out to you, Jim. Astros news, Clint. The Astros, they have transferred outfielder Chaz McCormick's rehab assignment to the Florida Coast League action. And he played today, started in center field, so he is getting action with that oblique, if you forgot why he has been on the IL. He started in center field today and went 2-for-3 with a home run and two RBIs, Clint.
He's back, baby. Is it too early?
He's close. It's absolutely too early.
Don't come at me about white boy Chaz.
Can't even call him that yet.
He ain't got that. A good outing in the Florida Coast League doesn't get you back there. But it's good to hear that he's healthy. It's good to hear that he's swinging the bat well. And to be honest with you, I've never thought the Astros would need and welcome Chaz McCormick. Now, white boy Chaz, definitely. But Chaz McCormick back in a way. Like right now, he would. I mean, look, he'd be the top outfielder.
If he were on the roster right now, you think
he's starting in center field?
Yeah, probably, or at least one of the spots, unless they want to put Taylor Trammell out there. But I think he would be at one of the outfield spots, because right now, when they play Friday, it'll be what, Altuve, Taylor Trammell.
And Cam.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He'd be in, you're right, he'd be in center field probably. Yeah. And him and Taylor Trammell. Yep. At least get that shot. He still probably has another, I know Dana said 3 weeks at the very least. He probably still has at least probably a month before Jake gets back.
Look, yeah, okay. Chaz McCormick's got to be up there ASAP. I mean, once you go a game and you're full-blown swinging out there, as long as there's no setback, he should be bringing his ass to Houston and be – I guess he wouldn't be coming to Houston. Where's this opening series? I hadn't even looked at the schedule.
It's in Seattle.
It's in Seattle. So he needs to fly his ass to the West Coast and get ready for that game.
I will say this. I know that I've said this about Yordan, but I will also – push this to Chaz McCormick. The next day that Chaz McCormick starts for the Houston Astros, I will do the lineup.
Yes!
The next day. So the next day.
No, that's a bit of an upgrade.
That Chaz and Yordan.
Oh, they both have to be there?
No. I'm just saying. Okay. Either one of them. Next time they get in, I will do the lineups.
White boys should be back soon. I like this news.
That should be sooner. Yeah, it should. So I will do the lineups. I'm pulling for him, man. About to have him a baby. Shout out to him. Congratulations to him and Courtney. Picked a good wife's name. Congratulations to him. But I'm pulling for him, man. I'm tired of looking at his face and the sadness that just comes over his face every time I see him. Come on, Chaz.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Bill Belichick's about had enough with Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft, this is coming off the heels of recent comments by the New England Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, who said, Clint, he took a, quote, big risk by hiring Bill Belichick in 1999. Well, Bill responded in a statement to ESPN that, hell with that. He said, Bill said he was the one who took a big risk with joining their franchise. As he said, as I told Robert multiple times, through the years, I took a big risk by taking the New England Patriots head coaching job. Belichick told ESPN in a response. I already had an opportunity to be the head coach with the New York Jets, but the ownership situation was unstable. Belichick said he was urged by scores of people to reject Kraft's offer and remain with the Jets, who had just hired him despite the instability. I had been warned by multiple previous Patriot coaches, as well as other members of other NFL organizations and the media, that the New England job was going to come with internal obstacles. Bill and Robert Kraft.
I mean, I would say that the New England job...
How did they make that work for 20 years?
Isn't that wild? I mean, it, grown and petty, boy. These two.
I mean,
these
Dallas
two.
Cowboy fans got to be saying to themselves, God, Jerry and Jimmy, y'all could have done this for 20 years. Work. Look at these two. God.
I mean, what shape were the Jets in at that point in time? Clearly, if they were hiring...
What Bill Parcells was handing it off to him?
With the Patriots.
Oh, the Patriots.
Bill Parcells handed the Patriots job to him.
Did he? Okay, I thought Bill was with the Jets.
Now, may have been with the Jets before. I don't remember who got fired the year that they tried to hire Belichick in New York with the Jets. I don't recall who that was, but clearly they weren't hiring a new head coach because they were in good shape. So I think I'd be willing to bet you that the Patriots were probably in a little better shape than the Jets. Now, I don't know about the front office, but I'd say they did okay. They overcame it. This is grown and petty. Grown-ass men, pettier than hell, 25 years after the fact, winning six Super Bowls, and this they're going back and forth in the media. You kidding me?
Back and forth.
You kidding
me?
This is what happens when Bill Belichick hangs around with a young chick.
There it was. Glory hole.
But what about Robert? Robert Kraft said,
well, Robert
Bill just said.
Robert hangs around with all kinds of chicks.
Bill's just said, I've had it, man. I'm not going to sit here and take it anymore from you. I'm not going to take it anymore.
He's probably getting migraines between this and his girlfriend and all that. Bill's going through it.
She's catching strays, ain't she?
I know, and I just think she's being helpful. You never know what she's doing.
She's nuts.
Hey, that's messed up. She just may be in love. She may be a little nuts to be in love with a man that much older than her. All right, coming up, Nico Collins. He does, as we anticipated, make it into the top 10 of what 70 NFL execs, scouts, and coaches ranked him in the top 10 of wide receivers in the league right now. But I think the bigger question is what kind of Nico Collins do they need? All right, he's been really good the last 2 years, but what kind of Nico Collins do they need for this offense to really excel to its best? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Nico has got them all.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fire, baby.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Strat of the gun on 2nd and 24. Here's the snap. CJ looking. CJ firing downfield. Hits Nico. 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Houston.
A flag on the play.
Now that's weight room right there, baby.
That was against the Bears. I remember that.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Is that flag a false start, Laremy Tunsil?
No.
Oh.
Count it.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Count it. I think, if I'm mistaken, Nico either had a drop or a fumble early in the game, and then he came back across.
Is it a fumble?
On that Sunday night football game and went ahead and broke multiple tackles to get into the end zone on that Stevens.
Had him a day.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was a good run of it. Yeah.
Rock and roll, meow.
Well, we have been rolling through with the top 10 as Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, has talked to 70 NFL execs, coaches, scouts, and ranking the top 10. And Nico Collins slid in at 8. Ja'Marr Chase 1, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, Amara St. Brown, Malik Nabers at 7 ahead of Nico Collins, who's at 8, Mike Evans, Garrett Wilson. Before we get into the deeper part of Nico Collins, are you all right with where he is slotted here? Would you have him in a different space?
No, look, I think 8's a good spot for Nico. I think it's a fair spot for Nico. It's for me, when you get lists like this and you narrow it down to 10 guys, stylistically, these dudes are just so different. You know what I mean? It's hard. Like, Ja'Marr Chase, I think, is hands down number one for me. I mean, that dude is just an absolute freak athlete, not just a great wide receiver. He's without a doubt number one for me. But, you know, when you start going down this list, you got stylistically significantly different dudes. And it's hard for me to say, well, it should be 6 instead of 8, or he should be ahead of this guy or that guy, because every guy really deserves to be on the list. You could pick apart an older Mike Evans and just say the speed. They had to leave him in a game to get the 1,000 yards to keep the streak going kind of deal. You can argue that maybe Mike Evans shouldn't be that high on the list at this point in his career. But I think when you look up and down there, in their own right, every one of those guys deserve to be on that list. Does Tyreek Hill deserve to be 3? I mean, I don't know. I'd probably have CeeDee Lamb over him right now. A.J. Brown was like 43rd in the league in targets this year. I'm sorry, receptions. Receptions or target, one of the two. I think it's reception. So how does he play well enough to get to 5? I'm not saying he's not the 5th best receiver. I think he's really, really good. But how did they determine that? So without knowing exactly what went into each one of these guys and how you got there, I can't be mad at 8 with Nico Collins. I think that's fair.
Yeah. No, I, I felt like he should be in the top 10 somewhere. Didn't know where.
Agreed.
I feel like for me personally, I would have him over Neighbors and St. Brown. I just think he does more. Amara St. Brown is really, really good. I just think right now, if you tell me if I could have St. Brown or Nico Collins, I think Nico Collins probably does more outside. There's more things you could do with him, even though St. Brown is really good. Malik Neighbors, I think, is going to be nasty in years to come. I still think that body of work, maybe that's a little quick for me. But, I mean, 6 to 8 range, that's fine. And I'll be honest with you, Clint. See, there's kind of a gear, right? That 6 to 8 range is a little different. With like A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, I think you can throw in this. Tyreek Hill, definitely. Justin Jefferson, definitely. Now, Jamar Chase is maybe the only one because he does play with an elite quarterback. But those guys, A.J., CeeDee, Tyreek, Justin Jefferson, they are ones who are able to lift everybody else on their offense and make life easier for all the other pieces on their offense and still be productive in a way that maybe some of the other guys haven't shown to do. And I think Nico Collins, when you look at the other pieces around him from the skill position perspective, I think Nico Collins this year for this offense to be at its best may have to kind of play in that level.
Well, there's no doubt. One interesting thing, because with each one of these receivers and as they rank these players, they have a 2 or 3 paragraph write-up on each one of these players. Yep. And I did find it interesting that Nico Collins was only on a little over half of the ballots, right? Which is really low for a top 10 list, for a guy to make 8. However, over 50% of the ballots that he was on, he was ranked in the top 5.
Yeah.
So how does Nico get to 8? Right? Well, a lot of folks didn't think he even belonged.
Yeah.
50% of them believed he belonged in the top 5. So he settles in at 8. So it is, and Nico is an interesting one, though, because, again, we've talked about it before, and I don't say this just because we cover him, but like Nico, I think we've seen the majority of these guys be used in a priority as priority number one. I think we've seen these guys, the ball almost be forced to them. You know, I don't know that we've seen the best of Nico Collins yet. I don't know that we've seen an offense built around Nico Collins yet. I don't know that we've seen Nico Collins with a play caller that said, we're going to get Nico the ball no matter what. I don't know that we've seen a lot of, we've seen it. I think it started happening late last year. I don't know that we've seen defenses respond to Nico Collins and say, hey, we're gonna get guys out of position and we're going to tilt our coverage to Nico Collins in a way that we treat Justin Jefferson. We saw it on, I don't remember if it was a Monday night football game, or Sunday night or Monday night, where Justin Jefferson had one catch in the first half and they were trying to force the ball to him, but they were leaving him stationary. Second half, they come out and move him. I think he ends up with 7 or 8 catches. So, you know, I don't think we've seen the best of Nico Collins yet, and he's already on this list.
No.
And when I think we've seen, like, who Nico is, but I don't think we've seen an offensive coordinator and an offense built around ultimately making him priority.
Well, I think that's the next level for him. Absolutely. And I think they need that with this offense, Clint, because, I mean, talk of Justin Jefferson. I think Justin Jefferson makes life, like Sam Darnold made life a lot easier for Sam Darnold. I think he made life a lot easier for Jordan Addison around him. The run game, I think he made life a lot easier for everything. Tyreek Hill, we know it does. He does. I don't know that Nico has gotten to that level yet. I think he's very, very capable. But I think at this point, when you look at it, you've got, I would say, at the best, unproven guys that are around him in the skill positions to maybe guys like a Joe Mixon or Nick Chubb that aren't at their absolute prime, that you don't want to just completely depend on. And he is somebody that is extremely vital, because this offense looks and feels a lot different if Nico Collins isn't in it.
Well, I got good news for everybody out there because the way this 2025 version of the Texans offense is shaping up is we're going to see Nico Collins being made priority from jump. Right now, there's not a five-headed monster at the wide receiver, tight end, running back position for you to look at it any other way. Nico Collins has to be made priority in getting him touches every single game, in getting him touches in creative ways, using him in pre-snap movements and motions in order to get him freed up and to get him touches and to not let the defense get a bead on where he's at. That has got to be priority number one. Obviously, priority number one is C.J. Stroud. But when it comes to getting guys the football and being creative with formations and motions and stuff and getting guys touches, priority number one is Nico Collins. We haven't seen that. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah. All right. I see people have their thoughts there on the Nico situation. I think Nico, who has been a great receiver, he has to stay healthy, but I think he's even got to find that next level for where this offense is because I think that's what this offense needs from him. All right, coming up is we'll get you ready for the rest of the way. Hey, we've been looking at an offensive lineman all week. Jake Andrews. Didn't know this was going to be a name that we potentially may be talking about. He could be the starting center for the Texans. Our thoughts on Jake Andrews coming up next right here.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live on
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back in to The Drive. Text line coming through. Y'all mark this down. Mark it down, Tyler. Cheryl, mark it down. That effing Jalen Knoll is going to be a damn problem. He's going to impact S. He's got Steve Smith written all over him. Mark it down.
Them big shoes right there. Yeah, look, I like Noel. I like Noel to impact early and often. I do. I mean, briefly off what we've seen from them briefly, I like him a lot, no doubt. The question is Christian Kirk going to be, in the way of that? Which I know he's obviously going to be ahead of him, but is there a place for Noel with Higgins and Nico outside and Christian Kirk inside? And I think they're going to want to run some 12 personnel as well with one back, two tight end type stuff. How much run is really out there for Jalen Knoll? But I do like him as a player and an impact player at some point. Yes.
Yeah, I think he can add a lot to this team. We've talked about it. I've talked about it. The feel of he seems to be kind of one of the potential game breaker guys in short areas and can make some chunk plays, like 40-yard plays. So
yeah.
Hopefully we'll see. Now, Steve Smith, that's tough. Hmm. We'll see. I hope you're right, man. I like Ice Up.
Ice Up, son.
There's another somebody who does not like him, but, that's right. But I like Ice Up.
Forgot that fella's name, but apparently Steve knows his old lady.
Knows her well. Anyway, Texans All Access coming up behind us. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, corner Tremont Smith, and defensive tackle Tommy Toje will join the fellas live. Vandy and John Harris will have them coming up right behind us. Area 45, they will follow the fellas from Texans All Access. Yeah. Tune in for them. Yep, there you go, Patrick Creighton. And Sean Bajani with Chris Santiago, who, Tyler, I have just recently checked. And Chris Santiago producer of Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton, has made it onto...
It's on the Wikipedia. You're not on there yet, though.
Let me run through again here.
We got like 10 minutes drive, family. Let me refresh. Get on it.
Nope. Not as of yet.
Shout out Santiago.
And again, I'm telling you, I don't want it.
I'm just glad they got my title right.
Yeah, it does.
For a guy that don't want it, he sure has brought it up a lot today, Tyler. I've counted. That's seven at least. I'm not counting when he repeats it like he
did. I'm expressing to the good people like, hey, Chris Santiago, he deserves it.
I feel for you, man, because you deserve to be
on
there.
No, I don't. There's nothing to feel. I'm fine. I'm good.
But this does feel like when you, air quotes, didn't want the Twitter blue check mark.
I didn't.
A little bit.
That was a decision that was made for other purposes.
You want it.
I don't want it.
You've made it loud and clear.
You are on.
And I do not believe that the Drive family is going to let you down. They're just going to tease you right up to 6 o'clock.
Yeah, they are.
Tease me, please me.
Sterner is well known around the state of Arkansas as he passes to Anthony Lucas. Sterner to Lucas.
Did you link to my Wikipedia?
To this day is a call that is widely known and loved around the state.
There you go.
Y'all know I love Arkansas.
Yeah.
How do you stumble upon a list on Wikipedia and then take the time to go through? There's 40 people on that list.
It is. I ran through and let's not gonna lie. I saw Reggie pretty quick early in it. And I said, well, hell, I've got to be in this. And I said, nope.
If Reg is that high on the list, hell, where am I?
I've got to be in this. Sterner is a sports radio host on a Houston-based sports radio station, KILT, specializing in college and pro football. He's married to Lauren Lewis, UT graduate.
Really?
That's all.
Man, they got a nice little write-up right there. Personal life and everything.
No mention of myself.
they didn't even mention Ron in my writing.
What about the executive producer?
You're not lit up.
You don't have a link yet?
No, I don't have a link yet. That'll be the next thing.
That's the next step.
That's the next thing. But congratulations to everybody. I'm really happy for you all, and I don't want to be on the stupid list. No best bets tonight, as they will return when Friday. Is that when?
I think so.
Baseball
Let me double
season
check
starts.
On that.
Double check. Well, the baseball season, full slate of baseball Friday. I'm hoping they'll return. Or do you just want to go the full week off? Just go the full week
off.
If
we got baseball to bet on by the end of the week, we are betting on some damn baseball.
I was thinking maybe start at the end of the week. Maybe.
I think we crank it up, Tyler, as soon as baseball gets back, man.
I bet you. All right. Clint, we've been looking at O-linemen, and yesterday we talked about Blake Fisher, and he is a young potential starting right tackle. What about the center position? Because I'm throwing out Jake Andrews, because during all the camps, that's who has been running with the ones consistently at the center position. Not Patterson, not Drew Scruggs, who they moved up in the second round to get, but Jake Andrews, and as you said, not David Andrews, the Andrews you're thinking of from New England. This is Jake Andrews from New England. And it looks like he has been a guy that potentially is going to take over that center position. At least it looks like it is his to lose at this point.
Yeah, look, I like what the Texans are doing at center. You got Jake Andrews, you got Jarrett Patterson, and you got Juice Scruggs, all three guys that have played a significant amount of center at the college level or the pro level. So you got guys loaded up at that position that you're not going to have to play guys out of position if something goes down, right? I think for me, as I watch the Texans in training camp, I'm really interested to see if Jake Andrews is really the guy, or if it's Jarrett Patterson or even Juice Scruggs, right? I think for me, I wonder if the Jake Andrews play, because this wasn't a, you know, Jake gets released by the Patriots, a rebuilding football team, right? That I wouldn't think is into letting good offensive linemen go that are cheap.
I thought it was dead.
Right? And so you bring him in, and it didn't appear, for what it's worth, to even be a competition. Like, you just handed him the keys.
Yeah, right. Yeah, first go. He's been there.
That's an interesting approach, in my opinion, when you've got a guy in Jarrett Patterson who's been healthy and played well for you, and was there over the last couple of years, one of your guys. So it puts me in a spot. Is Jake Andrews that much better than the competition that you just hand him the keys? Could be. I don't know. Could be. Right? Or is Jake Andrews a tool for a guy like Nick Caley, the new offensive coordinator, and a guy like Cole Popovich, the new offensive line coach? Is Jake Andrews a guy that you can get more work done in the offseason? You can go into more depth immediately if you have a center that knows the terminology, if you have a center that's been in the system, right? He came from New England. That whole terminology, that whole system over the last few years, I would imagine is similar to what Nick Caley's doing. Is this just a play to allow the communication to not be an issue, to fast track that communication so that you can play at a higher level, practice at a higher level throughout the offseason? And it's just a matter of time till Jarrett Patterson catches up, right? What is the dynamic at the center position? If Jake Andrews is really that good of a communicator and that good of a player, this offensive line is in a better position than one might think, right? Because Jarrett Patterson wasn't bad. Jarrett Patterson was not a bad center. I mean, he's not a guy that you just gets upseated
by
a guy.
They seem to kind of pull together better while he was.
Yes. Yes, and so you look at it and you go, man, if he's that much better to walk in and just take the job with minimal to no reps, then hell, they may be on to something. If it's the latter and it's more about we need a guy that can make the damn calls up there quickly and accurately so that we can evaluate, does Ariante Ursary have a chance to play? Can Blake Fisher be our right tackle? What does Lakin Tomlinson and Ingram and all these new guys look like at guard? You can do those things more efficiently if your center's not a problem, if the communication is not new to your center. And so is Jake Andrews that good, or is Jake Andrews just a good communicator that knows the offense and it's a matter of time before they plug one of their centers that were already here in? That's the watch at the center position.
Yeah, text line coming in. Gave him the job in OTAs and minicamp. Come on. And it appears that is the case. He has been, from word go, he has been put in the position as the one.
Yeah.
Now, unless we come out here and we get to training camp next week and Chew Scruggs is something that would be different, but, I mean, they've gone from OTAs, mandatory minicamp, and he was running out as the starting center every time.
As a Texans fan, look, I hope he's that much better than any of the competition that you just handed you Kamari Lassiter his ass. You just handed him the starting job. I hope. Right? I would bet on the fact that he knows how to communicate the offense that Nick Caley's installing, and it gives you a huge advantage to work through and not have to go with a first-time center. That is where I and the competition is going to get real in camp.
Whew.
And you look at it with Jarrett Patterson. You go, hey, with Jarrett Patterson, he didn't get fewer reps. He just got second-team reps. He still got a ton of reps. It wasn't like he wasn't not getting reps. We'll see. We'll see exactly how that center position unfolds. But it's critically important. Those center, guard, those three positions, absolutely. Ooh, they got to get right, man.
Shout out to the text line correcting me. Yes, Lance McCullers was on the 17th team. Hell, Lance was on the 15th team. Remember that?
Buried me in the eight.
Yeah, Lance has been around for a minute. We did forget him, didn't we?
Forgot about him, yeah. That'd be it. All right.
It wasn't around 2 years. Give me a break.
Shout out to Will Kunkel. Dick Kunk has been retired, apparently. And no longer to Tyler anyway.
The one I was thinking about, Ron, was Pretty Willie Suella.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
You brought that St. up Louis. On the show before a couple years ago.
Yeah, man. You found the music because you're good, boy.
Yeah, there you go. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as well. I am Ron, the show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. When the day the lies are hit on me,
seems impossible to face. I'm telling you, it is a game changer.
I will still take that advice. Not learned how to keep gas in the car, though.
Thanks. Wow!
Hey! A lot of distractions.
Hey,
a lot of distractions.
Tyler's here.
Off the top rope.
Tyler's here.
Rebuttal?
I mean, he's right. I mean, I mean, my rebuttal would be it's battery as well, sir.
Yeah. So I pulled up to it yesterday. Next to it yesterday. I said, "Damn, he's still in that bad boy."
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.